Now turn to part three. Questions 14 to 19. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. You have 20 seconds to look at part three. You will hear a hiking club leader called Martin give a presentation about a recent trip.
Hi everyone. This morning I want to give you a brief summary of the great walking trip we had last weekend, hiking in the hills of Todmore. There were 12 of us in the group and we set off at 7:30 on Saturday. The weather at the beginning was beautiful, very sunny, but it had been raining a lot. The paths had already dried out, so they weren't a problem, but the streams were very full and getting across them was a challenge, a lot of wet feet. We walked 8 miles in the morning and saw lots of wildlife. There were the usual rabbits and plenty of beautiful birds. And we were even lucky enough to see a kind of flower that's hardly ever seen these days, especially in this part of the world. We stopped off to visit a castle and stayed a while to enjoy the beautiful views from the top. After another hour's walk, we stopped for our picnic lunch by a farm which has been ruined for many years. A very beautiful and peaceful place. However, just after we had packed away our stuff, the weather suddenly changed and there was a thunderstorm, which meant we couldn't start walking again for about 20 minutes. But once it had finished, we were able to carry on along the route that we'd planned for the afternoon. We saw the famous cliff above the river, but the thing people said they enjoyed the most was the waterfall, which is one of the highest in the country. We finished the hike by taking a great picture of the group outside the cafe where we'd stopped for an excellent tea at the end of the walk before getting the coach back at 5:30.
Now listen again.
Hi everyone. This morning I want to give you a brief summary of the great walking trip we had last weekend, hiking in the hills of Todmore. There were 12 of us in the group and we set off at 7:30 on Saturday. The weather at the beginning was beautiful, very sunny, but it had been raining a lot. The paths had already dried out, so they weren't a problem. But the streams were very full and getting across them was a challenge, a lot of wet feet. We walked 8 miles in the morning and saw lots of wildlife. There were the usual rabbits and plenty of beautiful birds. And we were even lucky enough to see a kind of flower that's hardly ever seen these days, especially in this part of the world. We stopped off to visit a castle and stayed a while to enjoy the beautiful views from the top. After another hour's walk, we stopped for our picnic lunch by a farm which has been ruined for many years, a very beautiful and peaceful place. However, just after we had packed away our stuff, the weather suddenly changed. And there was a thunderstorm, which meant we couldn't start walking again for about 20 minutes. But once it had finished, we were able to carry on along the route that we'd planned for the afternoon. We saw the famous cliff above the river, but the thing people said they enjoyed the most was the waterfall, which is one of the highest in the country. We finished the hike by taking a great picture of the group outside the cafe where we'd stopped for an excellent tea at the end of the walk before getting the coach back at 5:30.
That is the end of part 3.